From the studios at Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. More Idaho Matters right now. Every year, one small instrument draws hundreds of people together in Yellow Pine, Idaho. For more than 30 years, the harmonica has played an important role in this mountain community, one which people gather to celebrate annually at the Yellow Pine Harmonica Festival. And in anticipation of this event, organizers are hosting a fundraiser to help support it. So joining us now to talk more about this effort is longtime supporter of the festival, Brent Palmater, Jason Stevens, and TJ Rogers. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you very much.
So Brent, let me start with you. When did the festival actually begin?
The festival started back in 1989, and then said Governor Andrus was the one that challenged the towns of Yellow Pine to come up with an event that would actually represent the tradition and heritage of Idaho. And so Yellow Pine took the challenge up, and they actually formulated a harmonica contest. And, you know, basically the miners and the lumberjacks in the backwood country would be up there, and they would need something to keep them company. So they'd play the harmonica. So Yellow Pine actually created this festival and then created a contest. And now going on, we're moving into the 34th year going strong of the festival. And so it's just an amazing thing.
So I'm curious about how each of you got involved with the festival. So Jason, I'll start with you. How did you get involved?
Well, you know, I moved to Idaho in 2006. And the night that I came to town, I saw that yellow bumper sticker on the back of a Toyota that said, "Where the heck is Yellow Pine?" And that was really my first draw. Years later, my wife, who was a glassblower, decided to have a booth up there, and just really fell in love with the area and decided that I want to get more involved.
And TJ, how did you get involved with the festival?
I grew up in Emmett, Idaho, and our good friends had a cabin up there. So every year we'd go up hunting with them up in Yellow Pine, and that's how we fell in love with it. My parents actually eventually moved up there, so they live up there full time. And so we're up there every year, a whole bunch.
And Brent, same with you. How did you get involved with the festival?
Okay, so it's about 13 years ago, my neighbor across the street, who is a banjo player, came over and said, "Hey, Brent, you're a harmonica player. You need to go to Yellow Pine because it's a lot of fun and they have harmonica contests and they have music up there. You need to go up." And so he twisted my arm and I finally went up, and then we ended up going back every year after that. And we formed a band called the Half Fast Hillbillies and played Americana folk music. And so just to elaborate a little bit more, as time has evolved, the festival has definitely embraced numerous additional genres. So we have rock and roll, we have pop music, we have outdoor stages, we have music in the tavern and in the corner bar, and it's become like a giant family reunion for everybody every year. So people come back, they bring their family and friends, and it's just become a tremendous way for people to bond here in Idaho.
As I mentioned in the beginning of the conversation, for the very first time, you'll be holding an event ahead of the festival, and that's taking place this weekend. So tell us a little bit about what you have planned.
It's at the Heritage Social Club on Glenwood, right across from Hawk Stadium. We've got six live musical acts, some of which are veterans to the Harmonica Festival. Some are new acts. We've got a silent auction with some great baskets, great items that are donated by local outdoor retailers. We've got a lot of different raffle prizes, kayaks, a bunch of cool gift certificates, great food and drink specials, really something for everybody.
Oh, where did the idea for the fundraiser come from?
I've worked within the bar and restaurant industry here in town for 20 years, and I've seen some other places kind of have success with hype parties. Mm-hmm. And there are people that don't know about the Harmonica Festival still and don't know really what it's about. So I thought this would be a great opportunity to raise awareness and raise some funds for a great event.
Yes, so I was going to say, so where will the money you raise go to? Will it go directly into this year's festival?
Yes, all the money goes to the Yellow Pine Harmonica Festival Committee, and then it is allocated as such.
Brent, what kind of economic impact do you think the Yellow Pine Harmonica Festival has on a local economy, in particular, you know, one that is as small as Yellow Pine?
Oh, it's huge for the town of Yellow Pine. The town literally does not have its own tax base. And so this particular event, when people go up, I think last year we had about 3,000 people. We're expecting about 4,000 people this year. So it does a tremendous thing for them, allows them to grade the roads, make those better, and just improve the whole area so people can really enjoy it. And people enjoy it year round. That's the other beauty of the whole thing. There's been a tremendous outpouring of support from local business owners here in the Valley. We've had numerous businesses really excited about this because there's so much heritage and tradition that's connected to this festival. So it's really exciting to see them be connected with it. And a lot of them are going to be attending our event down here. We're going to have several different genres of music. We're going to have country and we're going to have rock. We'll have some harmonica. But the biggest thing that I think a lot of people have thought is, hey, is it just going to be harmonica? And it's definitely not. We're going to have a lot going on with five bands playing. So it's going to be a good time.
Yeah. So TJ, what can folks expect at this year's Yellow Pine Festival?
You can expect basically you have one main street in Yellow Pine, and on the north end, there'll be a stage, and on the south end, there'll be a stage, and vendors all in between. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, that's the first weekend of August. You'll have live music going all day, and they can go back and forth from the stages and see the different acts that are coming up to perform. And also, you know, just take in Yellow Pine. There's a lot of stuff to do there. It's a lot of fun.
Getting back to the fundraiser this weekend, how do folks get more information about it? You said where it is, but which day and how do folks, you know, if they want to participate?
All right. So this Saturday, the 13th, 11 a.m. to close, Heritage Social Club, 5467 North Glenwood. I've got posters all around town. They got a QR code at the bottom. You can scan those and get directly to the Eventbrite page for the Hype Party. You can catch us on social media, both on Instagram and Facebook. We have an event page. You can find a link there to purchase your tickets. If you get them in advance online, they're $10 and it comes with a free can of beer. If you buy them at the door, it's $15. So,
well, hey, that's a bargain. I mean, you know, $10 and a can of beer. Well, I want to thank all of you so much for coming in and talking with us about the Yellow Pine Festival, of course, and this new fundraiser coming up this weekend. We've been talking with Brent Palmateer, Jason Stevens, and TJ Rogers about the Road to Yellow Pine Harmonica Festival event. It will take place this Saturday, the 13th, in Boise, starting at 11 a.m. We'll put a link on our website to all of the information. And remember, the Yellow Pine Festival is the first weekend of August in Yellow Pine. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.